Love FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Reform Radio. Woo! Okay. Well, that's it for Ethernet.
We're out of here.
Good yeah. night, y'all.
Have
see
a good night.
We'll hear Emily Steele on
yeah,
the month.
We'll yeah. See Emily Steele on the last day
yeah.
of yeah. Ethernet. Oh my god, wait.
Count your blessings.
No more Ethernet
you never know
next year.
When that's Emily so Steele will be on air.
No.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. Well, bye-bye.
Have a good night. Enjoy.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello, everybody. We're having a little, a couple of technical issues here, but this is supposed to be tuning out. Good friend Mike. Hope he's listening. But this is tuning out. But right now it's daytime. But you're still listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I will try to fix the technical issues very soon. And then I will be talking about what I'm trying to do this evening, this night, hour. So, sorry for the dead air while I try to figure this out. But on the meanwhile... there we go. We have some music. We have some music on right now from Rivendell. That's still a little bit of a problem. Okay, how's it going, Mike? I hope you're doing well out in Colorado or wherever. And to everyone else out there that's listening, I hope you are all doing well. So, here's the plan for today. Friend, I have some quotes for him, so he cannot back out of this if this album is bad. He has said that Jermaine Cole, we're listening to For Your Eyes Only, Jermaine Cole is my hero, and that it is a religious experience to hear this album, and that both the music itself and the lyrics are beautiful, and that you better not scratch or disrespect this record. That's a little bit of a paraphrase, but I'm very excited. I hope this is going to add to my portfolio, you know. So we can start this beautiful journey. For Your Eyes Only, I think that is a reference to another album, I'm not really sure. But it definitely sounds like a fun album. So here's the problem, another technical difficulty. For some reason my computer doesn't work. I don't exactly know why. So I'm gonna try to do this from Rivendell, which is the automated music. So if you're listening, this is definitely not the greatest episode right now. Interesting. Okay, maybe I have to make a slight pivot because the computer's not working. Maybe we need to switch to another album. Let's see. I have backups. This is going along so beautifully, so amazingly. Let's see if we can. See if we can find something. Pink Floyd. You know what? I love some Pink Floyd. Maybe we will be listening to that. Let's see. I tried that. It didn't work. Aux 1 and Aux 2. I think my computer is just broken. I tried switching from Aux 1 to Aux 2. You know what? I will be listening to Pink Floyd though. That's still okay. That's still fine. You know, this is all about improvisation. This is all about, you know, the dark side of the moon. That's an album. You know what? Why not? I've never listened to Dark Side of the Moon. But good thing this is Good thing this is a... Wait, how can I... Hold on. I don't really understand how... Okay. Yeah, it is. I have heard that it's a big thing in the business. I'm already 12 minutes and I still haven't started a single song that I wanted to hear. We're so back. Okay. Did that work? Stop. Okay. I'm trying to figure this out on the fly. Add. Wait, I don't want to play any of these musics. Why? Wait. Oh. So I'm going to have automation off. And then I'm going to add a song. Boom. Speak to me. Okay. Start it. Whoever needed fancy computers and technology. Okay, let's hear it. Hopefully it's playing. Is it playing? You know what? I think it's playing. Huh. It's playing, but it is not. That is not the Dark Side of the Moon. Folks, I... No. Everything's falling apart. Rivendell is like a probably 50-year-old program. You know, it's not meant to be. Dance music, like Pink Floyd, but you know what? All the PSAs are here. It's really a good idea. Start it. Stop this. Wait, and then they both disappear. This program literally hates me. It should be playing. I'll try this one. Interesting. You know what? I have an idea. I will rate the Rivendell music, and we'll see how good the programming is. Turn it off while you talk. Okay, I will. You know what? I will. We are going to improvise massively. Okay, I'm just gonna rate after every song how I feel about Rivendell, and I'll give Rivendell a scale. Let's turn this on. Let's hear it. This is classic rock live promo. So, my number is Lapdoll, and you're listening to Daytime. This is 91.5 of Thunderbolt.
You don't have my number, but we don't need each other now. We don't need the city, the creed. Now, 'cause I feel love,
You know, that was like a hoot and a half. That was like a fun little song. It wasn't bad. This kind of reminded me of the of like a 2010s pop song. So, I mean, I guess it was going for that. You know, Rivendell, you just want to go for the unoffensive. You know, no one hates you song. It's fine. That's not bad. I'll do the next two songs, and then this one, the second song looks very interesting. It's a Bjork song. That was like a big thing. I think if anyone knows any Icelandic professors, you will remember that was a reference that was told. But anyways, next up is coming up is I Will Dare by The Replacements and Hyper Ballad by Bjork. I'm excited for these two ones. I think they have some real potential. So here we go. Or I guess not. That's a little awkward. what if I do this? They'll never be ready for this. Okay. It's time for Hyper Ballad by Bjork. or not. Wow. This really is an interesting system and an interesting way of doing these things. I really wanted to hear Hyper Ballad, but I guess we won't. We can hear Sick of the Sun and then Don't Say Whoa. Sick of the Sun by Poppy and Don't Say Whoa by Wiley in the Wild West. So, here we go. I don't know why it isn't working. You know what? Rivendell, I'm not very fond of this system. For a reason. It's, what if I do this? Stop this. I'm trying a lot of stuff here. None of them seems to work. Let's try. Hold You by Indigo de Souza coming up, hopefully. Interesting. I wonder why it's doing this. I think it just hates me a lot. There we go. Hold You by Indigo de Souza.
And I will hold you. I will.
That was Hold You by Niga D'Souza. Coming up next is A Forest by The Cure. I kind of like that. That was very short. That was very sweet. That was very nice. But we'll see how The Cure does. Coming up next. You know, I guess it's not working, but while I figure it out, it's a great time for a PSA. So, you know, we have something to do always here. So, it isn't terrible that it isn't working. You know, what is big for my Coloradian viewers right now? I love that state. Probably in the top 10 states of all time. I don't really care about how tall it is, you know. It's a big state. You can fall off it. Like Denver. Mile high? That's kind of crazy to think about. I don't like that. You know what? Speaking of mile high, speaking of falling down, and it could be very dangerous. This is a good PSA. Did you know that there's something very dangerous in your closet, in your home? It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in a basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. All right. That, you know what, it's very important. It's very important for you to not misuse your ladder, you know. I have a feeling that it's very, very bad. Well, you know what, I hope it isn't bad. Great release by the LCD Sound System coming up next. The Great Release by LCD Sound System. And that was a pretty good song. Well, we'll be hearing Blood and Roses by the Smithereens next, you know, and then Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying by Belle and Sebastian. We'll see what happens. This is still part of Great Release. Interesting ending. Interesting. Every time I try to go to the next song, it seems to not work. So at least we know what the issue is. But coming up next should be Holland 1945 by the Neutral Milk Hotel. But it could also be Should Have Known Better. Daft Punk is playing in my house. Or Outer Accelerator. So we will see what exactly happens.
Just a sister and a son, and only we speak for the guns are famous.
That was an okay song. Kind of middle of the road, though. I don't know about this one. Coming up next is Blue Beard by the Coslow Twins. That was Bluebird. Next up is actually a Daft Punk song. I'm excited for that one. Get Lucky by Daft Punk. That was Bluebird was an okay song. I didn't really mind. I'll go over all my reviews at the very end.
legend of the phoenix. All ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Thank you.
was Get Lucky by Pharrell Williams, the greatest musical mind to ever grace our ears. He also made a Lego movie, which I don't think a lot of other people have done. And also by Daft Punk, Irrelevant. I think they were in a Kanye song. That's what I know him from. That was a Pharrell Williams classic. Go to song. Next up, Grass by the Animal Collective. Let's hear them. Let's see if they're good. but I think, you know, I might have to say preliminarily, I think that Rivendell has some great value. You know, I got some mixed reviews about this song, Grass by the Animal Collective. I don't think I can repeat what the review was, but I can say that some people listening do not like this song. And you know what? I don't get it. You know, it's a nice song. It's very boring. It's very pop, 2010s pop. You know, this is Soul Sister music. I shouldn't, attack Soul Sister like that. I thought it was okay. I mean, I wouldn't listen to it, but this is it's a radio song. And, you know, that makes sense. But I guess to each their own. And also, yeah, you're right. I kind of didn't like the song, actually. we have one last song. The Red Shoes by Kate Bush. She's the one from Stranger Things. So, you know what? We'll see what happens.
Take